This listener essay by Elizabeth Grace is entitled Lost Hours.
The initials TIA stand for transient ischemic attack, a medical diagnosis, an indication that something is not right, that it may be time for a visit to the doctor. What about TGA? Three letters which I had never heard in conjunction until a few years ago. What do they mean? At the time, I was caring for my partner of 33 years, who had suffered from cancer for 15 years. It wasn't an easy time. We had the support of home-based hospice and several wonderful friends. A visiting group of Scottish folk singers gave an impromptu concert on our front porch. A friend gave a session of bodywork. Another brought her nine-month-old son to visit, and yet another came to demonstrate her newest skill, belly dancing. Quakers brought meals, and Kate's family members called often from Illinois, Indiana, and Michigan. Attention was diverted and stress alleviated by these measures, but sometimes I just wanted to get out of the house for a while. I fiercely rejected offers from well-meaning friends to go to the store for me. Those little outings were my therapy. Sometimes a friend would come to visit with Kate while I was gone. At other times, we agreed that she would be fine until I returned. She had the phone beside her bed and knew that I would hurry back. It was a day like many others during those long months. I went off to nearby Chatham with a list of errands, including a stop at the printer's to pick up a completed order. I don't know how long I was gone. I shopped, paid my bill at the print shop, and drove home. I used my credit card at each store I visited. Later, the receipts were proof of those transactions. And that's when those three unfamiliar initials came into our lives. I entered the house and looked at Kate lying in a hospital bed beside the picture window, through which she could see flower beds and an expanse of sky. What follows is hearsay, a story pieced together over the next couple of days. Puzzled, I asked Kate, "What are you doing? Why are you lying there? Why are you in that strange bed?" She explained that she had cancer, could not move her legs or get out of bed. I don't know if I believed her, and she quickly realized that something had happened to my consciousness. Fortunately, she had the telephone and the use of her hands. Within a short time, three large, orange-clad emergency personnel were at the house and insisting that I, not Kate this time, should accompany them in the waiting ambulance. Questioning and protesting, I was lifted onto a gurney and driven to the hospital in Albany. I've no recall of the journey. It was several hours until I became aware of my surroundings, when I was surprised to find a former colleague standing beside my bed. Kate had called her after the rescue squad had whisked me away so that a familiar face would welcome me back from wherever I had gone. At some point, I'd been examined by the neurologist on call. There was enough information to diagnose that I had had an episode of transient global amnesia, a TGA. So what is that? There's a lot of information about it on the internet, little of it conclusive. An attack results in the complete loss of recent memories, never to be retrieved, without any loss of the ability to function. I had shopped, gone to the printers, and driven the 8 miles home without difficulty and apparently without any oddities of behavior. In my case, no physical cause could be determined, but a relatively common antecedent to such attacks is stress, either sudden or prolonged, such as long-term problems at work or caring for someone during a terminal illness. The neurologist told me on my follow-up visit some weeks later that an attack can happen to anyone, is unlikely to recur, and is not predictive of future problems. He told me that I would never retrieve those lost hours. It is as if the brain decides to take a time out and begins to work normally again after a few hours' rest. It resembles an alcoholic blackout without the alcohol. I do not know exactly how long it took my brain to recover from this strange experience. A friend drove me home from the hospital on the evening of the same day, and I resumed my caregiving role without a hitch. My ability to remember events as they occurred returned. I have had no further attacks. There was a sequel, which, on balance, I do not regret. A few years after the attack, I applied for long-term health insurance. After filling in many forms and enduring a long interview, I was turned down. Why? Despite the relatively benign diagnosis and the excellent prognosis for a full recovery, my brain's brief vacation was apparently judged a good enough reason to reject my application. In the long run, my TGA saved me a lot of money. No insurance, so no premiums. I can live with that.
Elizabeth Grace, an almost retired clinical social worker, writer, birder, and gardener, has lived in the United States since 1972, but has deep roots in England and Scotland. She now shares her Columbia County home with Cole, a retired therapy dog, and Molly, a polite blue-eyed cat. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.